Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf. Hey, we left off in Daf Dalet and Beis. Today's year is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Lander for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So again, we're holding on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about six lines before the end of the page, and we're going to discuss the different capacities of different malachim. Some of them are more powerful than others, but then the primary topic of the daf is going to be Yisurin. So we're going to start by talking about Kriya Shema Lamita and the ability of Kriya Shema Lamita, the fact that Kriya Shema Lamita gives one the ability to ward off all sorts of mazikin and yisurin and difficulties. So we're going to have a lot about yisurin. What would constitute yisurin shalava? When should a person assume that his yisurin are a good sign? How can a person check into his behaviors to see what he's doing wrong in terms of yisurin, in terms of why he's getting yisurin? And the Gemara is going to talk about certain gifts that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us that one can only acquire through Yisurin. We're going to give specific types of Yisurin that are definitely not Yisurin Shalava. We're going to tell stories of Amoraim that suffered through Yisurin, especially Rabbi Yochanan, who lost so many children and yet still had the ability to heal others from Yisurin. He just couldn't heal himself from Yisurin. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to tell us about davening right after waking up, and how one should place his bed, should situate his bed in terms of the directions, should it go north, south, or east, west, and that a person shouldn't leave another person davening alone in the shul. So we're going to move back into certain tefillah-related issues, but the large majority of the daf relates to Yisurin. So let's begin. 2.6 lines from the end of the page on daf Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Ravina Gadol Mashnem Rabbi Michal Yosem Mashnem Rabbi Gavriel. Michael apparently is a more powerful malach than Gavriel in a certain sense. By Michael it says that only one lashon of vayayef, that it was one pricha, one flap of his wings, so to speak, and Michael was able to get where he needed to go. It's, and we know that pasuk is talking about Michael. So it's a double lashon of flapping his wings, so to speak, that he needed to put in twice the effort in order to get to where he needed to go. So my mashma dahayach Michal, that's great, but how do we know that that first pasuk was about Michal? Second pasuk mentioned Gavriel by name. The first pasuk did not mention Michal by name. How do I know that? It just says, V'yavalai echod min asrafim, one of the srafim. Who says that's Michael? So Rabbi Yochanan asya echod echod. K'siv hacha v'yavalai echod min asrafim. K'siv hasam v'nei Michael. Echad, Asar Marishon and Bala Azraini. The term Echad is used beferish in a pasuk in relation to Michal. So in this pasuk, when it says the word Echad, we know it's referring to Michal as well. Tana, Michal ba'achas, Gavriel b'shtayim, that we already established, that Michal could get there with one flap of his wings and Gavriel with two. Elio ba'arba, Elio apparently requires four. Umalach hamavis b'shmona. And the Malach hamavis, it takes eight times. Someone came over to me last night, Israel Diamond, Dr. Diamond from Lawrence, came over to me, he told me that he saw somewhere, I forgot where he said already, that Bishmona is because a person has seven chances to do tshuva before he dies. He thought that maybe, he was at a Levi recently, he said they were doing the seven stops on the way to the Kever. He thought maybe that's symbolic of the seven times that a person has an opportunity to do tshuva before he dies. U'bishasa magefa ba'achas. But when it's shasa magefa, then the Malach HaMavis is super powerful, he's supercharged, and he's like Michael. He gets there with even achas. Amrim Shubalevi, Aval even though a person said Kriya Shema in Shul, he should do Kriya Shema al Mita again. You say Kriya Shema al Mita. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Maikra, what's the pasuk that indicates this? Rigzu v'al tachta'u imru b'levavchem al mishkavchem v'domu sela. That when it's al mishkavchem and then v'domu, domu means al mishkavchem is when you're lying down, so it's Kriya Shema at night, but that could just be Kriya Shema shel arvis. V'domu, domu means shena, means that a person is sleeping. So Amar Rabbi but if a person is a Talmud Chacham, then it's unnecessary for him to do Kriya Shema al Amita. No one seems to argue about that. Amar Abaye, Av Talmud Chacham, Yibay Lil Neim Echad Pesuka Derachmi, that a Talmud Chacham doesn't do Kriya Shema al Amita, but he should say one pasuk of Rachmim, Kigon Biyad Chav Kidruchi Pedisos Yashem Kel Emas, that he acknowledges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking his Ruach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overseeing everything. But that's it. Not that the Talmud Talmud Chacham has to say Kriya Shema Lamita. The Rif and the Rosh Paskin and the Talmud Chacham is potter from Kriya Shema Lamita. However, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch just make no mention of it. They talk about the requirement to do Kriya Shema Lamita, but no mention of a Talmud Chacham being potter from Kriya Shema Lamita, and that's difficult because there's no machlokas here. The Gemara only says that a Talmud Chacham is potter from Kriya Shema Lamita. So I thought the simple pshat is, who's going to say about themselves that a Talmud Chacham here? The Gemara in the first paragraph of Basra talks about that a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to pay those taxes that pay for the police and that pay for protection around the city, because a Talmud Chacham is protected by his Torah, so he's protected anyway, so he doesn't require those same protections. But who's gonna take that upon themselves? They'll walk through a bad neighborhood and not worry about anything, and that they're gonna think that they're a Talmud Chacham of that stature. So that's what I would have thought. That's the simple pshat. Other Achronim say that no, it really is a machlokes, because whenever the Gemara mentions Kriya Shema Alamita elsewhere, it just mentions that every person is supposed to say Kriya Shema Alamita. Kalakori Kriya Shema Alamita, the Gemara is going to tell us, is we'll see soon, is as if he's going to sleep with a sword to ward off the Mazikin. It's Kalakori Kriya Shema Alamita. It's anybody. So maybe it is in fact a machlokes. In fact, the Gemara tells us elsewhere that some of the great Amorayim used to, Rabbi Shubal Levi, the Gemara says, Masechta Shavuos, used to say Kriya Shema Alamita. Shubal Levi was a Talmud Chacham, so why do you say Kriya Shema Alamita? Apparently, it's a machlokes that some hold that even a Talmud Chacham should say Kriya Shema Alamita, and that's why we pask in that way in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we assume that yes, a Talmud Chacham does have to say Kriya Shema Alamita. Says Gemara further now. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, four lines into the page. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. La'olam yargiz odim yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person should always pit his Yetzer Tov against his Yetzer Hara, meaning never let your Yetzer Tov take a rest. It's Li'olam. That's a discussion in the Achor. And why does it say Li'olam? Shouldn't it be whenever the Yetzer Hara strikes, that's when the Yetzer Tov? So the Chafetz Chaim says, no, Li'olam means that you have to see it through the entire battle. You have to wait till the Yetzer Hara is totally gone. Don't give up halfway through that I started with the Yetzer Tov and then abandon the Yetzer Tov. Others say, no, that Li'olam comes to tell us throughout all times in life that sometimes the Yetzer Hara is not really that strong. Ben Yoyada writes, a person La'is Zikna doesn't have such a strong Yetzer Hara like he did when he was younger. So you might think that it's not as important to fight this battle, to wage this war. So that's what Ben Yoyada says. It's still that important. And the Ben Yoyada writes further that it's like Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. The Olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov is even when there's no Yetzer Hara at all, meaning it's not even an Aveira that the Yetzer Hara is going to ask you to do, that a person should still overcome those desires that aren't even an Aveira, just to show a certain sense of control that a person has. Being Mekadesh Atzmo B'Mutalo, that's the Kedoshim Tiyah, that's how the Ramban understands, that a person expresses a certain sense of Kedusha when we go beyond the basic requirements. So that's what a person should always be fighting that battle. Im Nitzcho Mutav, Yetzer Tov is strong enough to defeat your Yetzer Hara, that is great. Usually it's not, right? The Yetzer Tov is not quite as strong as the Yetzer Hara. That's the Maisa they tell when Rav Huttner was a Bacher. So the Alter came over to him and he saw that he was learning alone. And he said, how come you're learning alone? You need a Chavrusa. So he said, no, I learn better alone. He said, no, you need a Chavrusa. So he came back the next day. He said, did you find the Chavrusa? He said, yes. He said, well, where is he? He said, it's my Yetzer Hara. He said, well, at least learn with the Yetzer Tov. He said, no, my Yetzer Hara is much smarter than my Yetzer Tov. So I'd rather learn with the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara typically is stronger. V'im lav, and if he's and if you're unable to be successful in that way, yasuk petora, learn Torah. Shenamar imru b'levavchem im nitzcho muta. If you learn Torah and that defeats the Yetzer Hara, that's great. V'im lav, and if that doesn't work, you kri kriya shema. Then you say kriya shenamar al mishkavchem im nitzcho muta. If you manage to defeat the Yetzer Hara through kriya shema, wonderful. V'im lav, if you don't, yiska lo yom amisa. Then you remember the yom amisa shenamar v'domu sela, because the pasuk says v'domu sela. So from that we know that's a reference to the Yom HaMisa, that it's the Domu, the ultimate silence. The Yom HaDomia, Rashi says. It's the Yom HaMaves, which is Domia Olamis, where a person is finally silenced forever. So that's the final Eitzah, that a person recognizes the Yom HaMisa, and he contemplates what life is really about. It's part of that same idea of Tov L'Lechus L'Beis Avel, Mi Lechus L'Beis Mishta, that a person will have a serious moment of contemplation of long term, what really matters, matters, and that will help him defeat the Yetzer Hara, which seems so enticing in the short term, but in the long term doesn't really seem to be that powerful. It's only in the short term that it seems to be so powerful. In the Oznayim L'Torah, Rav Sorotzkin writes that this is exactly what happens when Yaakov meets Yosef after all those years. What happens? We just read in this past week's parsha that Yaakov sends Yehuda Lefan of Goshna to establish a yeshiva, and then Yaakov sees Yosef, and he's Kori Kriyashma, according to Chazal. That's why Yosef is crying on Yaakov. Yaakov's not crying on Yosef, because it's Zman Kriyashma, Yaakov is Kori Kriyashma. And then the first words out of Yaakov's mouth, Amusa Hapam. Because Yaakov knew he was about to face this terrible Yetzer Hara of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Shtufei Zima. The Yetzer Hara is very strong in Mitzrayim. So he went through the stages in the Gemara. That not only is he going to activate his Yetzer Tov, he Biosek in Torah. So he sent Yehuda to establish a yeshiva, to Biosek in Torah. And then he said Kriyashma. And then he was Masker Yomamisa, that he mamish followed the prescription of the Gemara in order to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Vamra B'levi Barcham Rabbishim Melach. What are all the things that Hashem is saying that He gave us in this pasuk? So we take one by one. Luchos is the Aseres HaDibros. Luchos is the Aseres HaDibros. Rav Saad Yagon writes that the Aseres HaDibros is like an outline of all of Taryag Mitzvos. Within the Aseres HaDibros, people often think they call it the Ten Commandments. That's a terrible mistranslation of Aseres HaDibros. No Rishon holds that there are only Ten Commandments in the Aseres HaDibros. Commandments mean mitzvos. There are way more than 10 mitzvos in the Aseres HaDibros. There may be 13, there may be 16, whatever number of mitzvos there are, but the Aseres HaDibros are 10 dibros, the 10 sayings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that serve as the basis for all of Taryag mitzvos. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the outline. And then within that outline, Torah Zemikra. Hashem gave us Torah Shebichsav. That's Mikra. Not just Torah Shebichsav. Rashi says that it's talking about Chumash. Shemitzvah Likros B'Torah. Why is Chumash called Mikra more so than Nevi'im Ksuvim? Because Mikra means to read. And we have a mitzvah to be Kari B'Torah. There's no mitzvah to read from the Nevi'im. So that's why sometimes you'll find all of Tanakh is called Mikra. So Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in the Mavot to Sefer Emes Yaakov that whenever we're referring to something as Mikra, we're saying that it's readable. It's something that's more meant to be read. So klape Torah Shebal Peh, which is meant to be done by heart, all of Tanakh is Mikra. But klape Nevi'im Ksuvim, which you never have a chiyuv to read publicly, Chumash is more Mikra than Nevi'im and Ksuvim is. So Torah is Mikra. Va'mitzvah zu Mishnah. And the mitzvah, that's a reference to Mishnah. Asher kasafti elu Nevi'im Ksuvim. Asher kasafti refers to Nevi'im Ksuvim. La'horosam ze Gemara. And Laharosam refers to Gemara. The order seems to be a little bit strange. The Achronim wonder about this. Why is the order that we have, we mention Mishnah before we mention Nevi'im Ksuvim? So the Panim Yafos explains, not the Panim Yafos, some of the Achronim explain that the order is, Pnei Yeshua explains, that you're right, the Mishnah came before, came after Nevi'im Ksuvim, but as far as its actual formulation and being written down or being given to us in a formal sense, but Moshe Rabbeinu was taught all of Mishnah, so it's likely that he was taught all of Mishnah before he was taught all of Nevi'im Ksuvim. Other Achronim say, no. The Nevi'im Ksuvim are and this Rabbi Yaakov talks about in the Mavot Sefer Emes Yaakov as well, all of Nevi'im Ksuvim can be found in Torah. It's just that the Nevi'im Ksuvim are elaborations of that which says in Torah. And similarly, the Mishnah is the basis for Torah Shebal Peh, and Gemara is the elaboration of the Torah Shebal Peh. So it's actually going in order. It's saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, Uperushehem, and the elaborations of both the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why it then goes on to Nevi'im Ksuvim, which is an elaboration of the Torah Shebichsav, and Gemara, which is an elaboration of the Torah Shebal Peh. So Melamed Shekul Minitnu LeMoshe MiSinai. All of this was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Kolakor Kriyash Mal Mitaso, Kilu Ochez Cherev Shal Shtei Pios Biyado. That anyone who says Kriyash Mal Amita, it's as if he's holding a double-edged sword, a very powerful weapon in his hand, and Rashi says, "Laroges hamazikin," in order to kill all the mazikin that are out to attack him. Shneimar, Ramos kabugranu, Cherev pipios be adam. That when you're in your throat, you're enunciating, you're saying the greatness of Hashem. Then cherif pipios be adam. Then you will have a double edged sword. My mashma. How do you know that relates to Kriyas Shema Lamita? I'm razuch vitem Ravashi mereisha dinyan. Tuchsev yalzu chasid nebechavad yiranu al mishkevosam. That it's that which is al mishkevosam. It's when you're going to sleep. Uksiv basrei ramus kavugradu cherif pipios be adam. That when you are in bed, if you that's what you are saying, you're speaking about the Ramuskel, then Cherub Pipios Biadam, then you're going to have this, you'll be armed to be able to defeat the Mazikin. If you say Kriyas Shema Lamita, the Mazikin don't even want to start up with you. It's not like you can have this battle with the Mazikin. They're going to see that you're armed and they're going to move on to someone else. Shenemar, Vnei Reshef Yakviu Of, Ve'in Of Elatora. Of is a reference to Torah. Shenemar, Hitive Nechabo Ve'inenu. That passage clearly indicates that it's a reference that Of is the lashon of Torah, that that if you engage in Torah or you close your eyes from Torah, then the Torah will go away from you. Then ve'inenu ve'in reshef el mazikin shnemer mazira v'luchume reshef v'ketav meriri. So ketav meriri is the name of a shade of a demon. So you see that this is a reference to mazikin. That reshef is the lashon of mazikin. Amar b'shem melakish kolosik b'tori yisurin b'dilin emenu. If a person is osik in Torah, yisurin will leave him alone. Shnemer b'nei reshef. Of is a reference to Torah. Shenamar hitve nechabo veinenu vein reshev el yisurin, and reshev is a reference to yisurin. Shenamar mazirav luchume reshev. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, ha afilu tinok shabes rabin yodinosav. Now that even the little children know that the Torah protects you. You can learn that from Chumash, and every child learns Chumash. Meaning you don't even have to get up to Sefer Eov to know that basic message that when you learn Torah you're going to be protected. Shenamar vayomerim shamoa tishma lekol. It's right there, it says it explicitly that when you do what Hashem says and you learn His Torah, then all of the terrible things, all the Yisurin that people suffer, you're not going to have to deal with it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Rofe. So Ella kol shev shel lasim p'tor ve'eino osek HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav Yisurin m'chorin va'ochrin osav. That no, what we need to learn that Tinok Shel Hashem don't know is that if a person is not osek in Torah, then Yisurin are going to come and totally destroy a person, totally sully a person. Shnemer nalanti domia chshisi mitov kevi ne'echar. Vein tov el Torah. Tov is a reference to Torah. How do I know? Shnemer kilakach. Tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu. The pasuk that talks about torasi says tov, that it is a tov. Am Rabbi Zeir Vitem Rabbi Chanin Bar Papa Bo Reish Lo Kedusha Kadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Dam. You take a look how Kadosh Baruch Hu acts differently than Basar V'Dam. Midas Basar V'Dam Adam Mocher Chavitz Chaver Mocher Ratz V'Lokeach Sameach. Normally, if you have to sell something, when you sell it, and if it was not if you own a store where you just have a million of the same product that's coming from a factory in China or something. No, but when you have to sell something, a personal item that is one of a kind, it's yours. So the person who sells it, it's sad that he had to sell it and he's upset that he had to lose it, but he needed the money, he's got to feed his family, but he's sad about it. And the person who buys it is happy. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not so. Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people and it brought him great simcha to do so. All the Akronim are bothered by this. I mean, what does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we're contrasting HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah to someone who's selling something. First of all, when you sell something, normally you have to you're getting something in return, and it's true people are not so happy to sell things. But when you give something as a matana, it gives you great simcha. You feel very good about yourself when you give something as a matana. So Torah is a matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So what's the big difference between Basar V'Dam? People are always happy when they give a matana. Furthermore, it's not even something that he gave. What does it mean that he gave something to us? Giving means you lose it. That's why the person is sad when he gives it up. When we should compare this to a Rebbe who teaches Torah to Talmidim. Does it make him sad to teach Torah to Talmidim? No, Adrabba. When a person shares knowledge, he feels not only good about the fact that he shared knowledge, he feels better about his own knowledge. But the fact that he shared it strengthens his own knowledge. I remember all the Hespedim that they gave for Rav Soloveitchik after Rav Soloveitchik passed away, the Rav Parnas Shlita spoke, and he said that that he didn't realize how much he got from Rav Soloveitchik until he started teaching, because he never realized how deeply you have to know something until he started giving it over to other people, until he started teaching. He said, because Talmidim do this strange thing, they ask questions, and that's and you have to be ready to answer those questions. So the depth of knowledge that a person has when they give something over, adrabba, it's by people, it's also something that strengthens a person and makes a person happy. So Nereim Horovitz, in the back of the Gemara, he suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, not just with that Torah comes Hanhagas Olam, that Tzaddik goes over HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, that Tzaddik has the ability to change Hashem's plans. So that came with the Koach HaTorah, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was actually giving up a little bit the reins of the world, says the Reim Horovitz. Others say the more simple pshat, Lo Bashamayim, that the determination of how Halacha is determined is now no longer in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A baskel could come out and Hashem could say, this is what I want, and if the majority of the Chachamim disagree, so the Acharei Rav Na'atos, and we follow what it says down here. So he actually gave up the control over the Torah. Amar Avitem Rav Chisim, Ra'adam Shei Yisurin Baran Olam. If a person sees that he's suffering from Yisurin, Yifashish B'masav. So he should look into his behavior. Shana Menachpsa Zerachin V'nachor V'nashuva Ad Hashem. Pishpesh v'lo matzah, if he looked into his behavior and he couldn't find anything wrong, so yitla b'bitl Torah. So then he should assume that the problem is bitl Torah. If he can't find an avera that relates to the yisurin that he's doing, so it must be bitl Torah. Rav Chaim V'lashner explains, Nefesh HaChaim, that each limb of the body relates to a different mitzvah. So if a person finds that he's lax in a certain mitzvah or avera, so it's likely that the corresponding limb of the body is suffering as a result of the failure in that mitzvah or avera. But Torah is connected all of it. Talmud Torah is connected kulam, and therefore, if a person couldn't find the specific thing that relates to that yisurin that he's suffering, so the next logical place to look is Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah corresponds to the entire body. Talmud Torah is everything. So that's why a person is tola bibitul Torah. And that's the most common problem that we have. The demands of Talmud Torah are such that a person is supposed to be learning Torah with every free moment. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. So that's typically why suffering is going to come, because it's very hard to meet the demands of Talmud Torah. That's what the Achronim explain. When we daven for a chola ben his mother. Why don't we mention the father's name? His determination of his status, what shevet he's in, and Kohen Levi Yisrael, that's all based on the father. Why do we do Ben the mother? Because we don't want to bring about any more Yisurin by mentioning more problems. And the father is Chayiv in Talmud Torah, so it could bring about more problems for him. So we mention the mother, she's part from Talmud Torah, Mistama, she's the Tzadekas. So that's why we mention, when we talk about Echola, we mention the mother. So Shanema, Asher Gever, Asher Tiasrenu Ka, Umitaras Chaslamdenu, that Vim Tola, Vlo Matza, and if you were Tola, Bebitl Torah, and you don't find that either, then you know that it's Yisurin Shalava, that Hashem loves you, and therefore He's giving these Yisurim. Sometimes Hashem is Mochiach those that He loves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special desire for a certain person, He racks him with Yisurin. One might think that even if he's not Mekabalit Me'ava, Tabalomer Imtasim Hashem Nafsho, Ma'ashem L'das. A person should appreciate his Yisurin, meaning he should appreciate that his Yisurin are an opportunity to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Yisurin Shalava will have this cleansing impact on his neshama. V'im kibli maskaro, if he's mekabel the Yisurin be'ahava, so then what's his char? Yira zera yarech yamim. He's going to see children that have arichus yamim. V'lo odel shal tumudu b'skayim biyado. And not only that, he's going to remember his learning. What a powerful statement, right? What's the great schar that you could have? You'll see children live a long life. Ooh, that sounds amazing. And you'll remember the Daf Yomi. Meaning you would think, like, okay, you know, you remember your... No, that's the great schar. The great schar you can have for Yisurin Shalava is you'll remember your learning. Shnemar v'chavit Hashem biyado yitzlach. Pligimar Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidiv Rabbi Yaakov bar Chanina. Chadamar elu en Yisurin Shalava. If you want to identify Yisurin Shalava, it's kol shein ben bitul Torah. If it's the Yisurin, don't bring a person to a sense of bitul Torah, that a person is able to learn through his Yisurin. Who's going to ever forget that sight, that benefit, the Siyum HaShas, of a person with ALS who learns a Daf Yomi. A person who's Yisurin or not bringing about Bittul Torah, that's a Yisurin Shalav. Someone came over to me last night, told me that his father has ALS, and he saw that and he started the Daf Yomi. Like, can you imagine that kind of impact? Shenemar, Ashe HaGever Sheyateh, Sonia Ko, Mitrosel Slamdenu. V'chadomer, Eluim Yisurin Shalava, Kol Sheyelim Bittul Tfila. The other says, no, Yisurin Shalav is whenever there's no Bittul Tfila in Yisurin Shenemar, Baruch HaLukim HaShalavesh Tfilasi, V'chazdo Me'iti. That if it doesn't take me away from Tfila, because Tfila is the way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if Hashem wants to connect with us, and He's giving us Yisurin, but it's meant to bring a connection, then He can't take away that which connects us most to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which is the greatest connector, which is Tfila. Amru Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Chia Baraba, Hachi Amru Rabbi Chia Baraba, Amru Rabbi Yochanan. Elu ve'elu Yisurin Shalava, hein? Both, if it doesn't have Bittul Torah, and if it doesn't have Bittul Tfila, it's Yisurin Shalava, Shenemar, Ki es Hasher Ye'ehav Hashem Yochiach. El Mat HaMalom Mutrasko Samdenu, what do we learn from Mutrasko Samdenu? Atuk Samdenu El Talamdenu. Dover Zem Mutrasko Talamdenu. We learn this based on a pasuk in the Torah, as follows, Kal v'chomer mishein v'ayin. That it's a kal v'chomer from shein v'ayin. Ma shein v'ayin shein echem me'evar v'shaladam. Eved Yosef ben l'cherus, if shein v'ayin, which is just a single limb, but if you knock out your Eved's tooth, or you knock out your Eved's eye, he goes free, yisurin shemarkin kal gufo shaladam, yisurin that have impacts a person's entire physical body, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so that it has this freeing effect on a person. So that's when mitaraskat slam denu, that we learn it based on the psukim in the Torah. V'ha'inu d'Rav Shimon Lakish, d'Rav Shimon Lakish, nemar bris b'melach, v'nemar bris b'yisurin. It says the lashon of bris when it comes to salt, and it says the lashon of bris when it comes to yisurin. Nemar bris b'melach d'chsev, v'lotash bis melach bris. V'nemar bris b'yisurin d'chsev, eile divrei ha-bris. So what's the connection between yisurin and salt? So ma bris ha'amur b'melach, melach me'matekas es ha-basar. Just like salt has a cleansing effect on the basar, the salt is what we use to draw out the blood from the basar. Whatever is left afterwards, after a person does malicha, kehalacha, and it looks like there's some red stuff that's coming out, that's meat juice, the halacha says. That's not blood. The salt removes anything that is halachically blood from the basar. Af bris hamar b'yisurin, yisurin memarkin kalav anosav shaladam. So to yisurin as a way of cleansing us of all of our averos, of drawing out and removing all of our averos from us. Tanya, b'shimma nichayomer, shalosh matanos tavos, nosan kodesh baruch liyisol. There are three great gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Kal Yisrael, v'kula lo nasan ela al yidei Yisurin. And we had to suffer to achieve all three of these gifts. Elu hein, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, v'olam haba. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and olam haba all require Yisurin if a person is going to be kona them, if Kal Yisrael is going to be kona them. Torah minayin, how do I know that Torah requires Yisurin? Shemar ashrei hagever, asher tiyasrenu ka. And then umitrasko slamdenu. That once it's tiyasrenu ka, there's yisurin, then we're able to learn the Torah. We learn it from the Torah. Eretz Yisrael d'chsev ki kasher yaser ish espino, Hashem elokecha miyasrecha. Pasuk talks about yisurin, and then uksiv basrei. It says right after that ki Hashem elokecha miviyacha el eretz tova, that Hashem will bring us to the eretz tova. So it's just two psukim later. So you see that it's Eretz Yisrael that's acquired through yisurin. Olam haba, and how do I know about Olam haba? D'chsev, because the pasuk says. So we're not quoting psukim in Chumash now because there are no Psukim and Chumash about Olam Haba. The Chumash is one of the great kashas in Yiddishkeit, right? The Chumash never mentions anything about all the schar we're told about in Chumash. You read the Psukim and Kriya Shema, you're going to have food in your field, and you're going to have peace, and you're going to have prosperity, whatever. Nothing about Olam Haba. But Kiner Mitzvah Torah or Derech Chaim Tochechos Musa. The Derech Chaim is a reference to Olam Haba. Tani Tanaka Medi Rabbi Yochanan Kol Osik B'Torah Gmilz Chasadim. If a person is Osik in Torah and Chesed, V'Kover Esba, and those two go hand in hand, right? All the great tzaddikim of our history, not only the great Talmid Chachamim, they're always Osik in Chesed. Rav Judah Michel spoke last night in the neighborhood, and he pointed out that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, we just quoted before, but it talks a lot about the incredible, overwhelming impact of Torah, Shar Dalet the Nefesh HaChaim, like how it affects everything. And in the Hakdama to the Nefesh HaChaim, his son writes that one thing my father used to always give me musar about is that you were put on this earth to help other people. That's your mission in life. So the person who who's so, so deeply connected to Torah that we so associate with Talmud Torah, but it goes hand in hand with Chesed. And Chaim Soloveitchik's Matseva, it says Rav Chesed. That's he was known as this great, great Bal Chesed. So Torah Gemilas Chasadim, but also if a person Nebuch V'Kovres Banav Mochlan Al Kol Avonosav. Those three things bring about Mechilas Avonos. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Bishlam Torah Gemilas Chasadim. Torah Gemilas Chasadim. I get Tichsiv B'Chesed. The MS Yuchuparavon. It says through Chesed and MS a person has Kaparas Avonos. Chesed Zugmilas Chasadim. So Chesed I understand is Gemilas Chasadim. Shem Rodev Tzaka V'Chesed. Yimatzei Chaim Tzaka V'Kavod. And MS Zutora. MS is a reference to Torah. Shnemer MS Kenei V'Al Timkar. And that's a reference to Torah. Elakover is Banav Minayin. Where do I see though that if a person is Kover is Banav, if he buries his own children, he gets a Mechilas Avonos? So Tarle Usab Mishum Rishim Nichai Asya Oven Oven. It's Gzereshav. The word Oven appears in two places. Ksevach Bechas V'Emes Yichubar Avon Uksevasom Umeshalim Avon Avos Elchik Beneihem. That the word Avon comes up in discussing the Avon Avos Elchik Beneihem. That through the loss of the children, the father's Averos are going to disappear. Amrab Yochanan Negoyim Ubanim Ein Yisurim Shalava. But two things I can tell you are not Yisurim Shalava is Negoyim and Banim. Is Yisurim that relate to Negoyim and Yisurim that relate to children. Unegoyim lo? Wait, are Negoyim not Yisurim Shalava? Vatani Kol Mishiyesh Ba'echam Ne'arba Maros Negoyim Alol Lo'en El Mizbeach Kapara. Didn't we learn in Abraisa that suffering from Tzaras is a Mizbeach Kapara? So it sounds like if it provides Kapara, it is Yisurim Shalava. Says Mar, no, Mizbeach Kapara Havu, Yisurim Shalava Lo Havu. It may provide kapara, but it's not an indication of Yisurin Shalava, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's expression of love. V'iba Yisema, halan v'halahu. Or it could be that it makes a difference who's suffering from the Nega'im. Rashi writes, in Eretz Yisrael, where the Arei Choma had Kedusha, and the Mitzorah has to be sent outside of the city, so then it's not Yisurin Shalava. A person sent into Galus, he has to leave his home. That's not Yisurin Shalava. But in Bavel, where there's no din of Shiluach, so then it's a Mizbeach Kapara, that's a Yisurin Shalava, because it doesn't require him to go into Galus. Tosus doesn't like that. The top Tosus says, the Tema, the Shiluach Machnos, lo yinoig el v'nashe yovel noig, ubatei arichoma, ubimei amoroin, lo yovel noig. This is the Gemara talking. In the times of the Gemara, they didn't have batei arichoma anymore. They didn't have this din of Shiluach, even in Eretz Yisrael. So why is Rabbi Yochanan talking about something that wasn't at all nogeya in his time period? So Tosus says, yesh mefarshim holan v'alu linyin tumash, and sarim beretz sol, v'lo bavel. That Tumas Tzaras is something that's not as good in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael we're much more Tuma sensitive than we are in Bavel, much more careful about Tuma in Eretz Yisrael than we are in Bavel. The Ibai same a third answer, Habitzina Habifaresya. It depends where his Negayim are. Are they on a part of his body that is Bitzina that other people won't see? So that's Yisurin Shalava. But if it's Bifaresya, so it's humiliating that a person has a Negat Tzaras that the whole world can see, so that's something that's not Yisurin Shalava. Frak the Gemara, Ubanim Lo, are Yisurim of Banim not Yisurin Shalava? Hey Chidami, what do we even mean by Yisurin of Banim? What are we talking about? Ilem Davalu Mesu, if it means that a person has Banim and they die, Vam Rabbi Yochanan Din Gomer Dasi Rabir. Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around saying, this is the bone of my 10th son that had died. So Rabbi Yochanan suffered the loss of 10 sons, and we assume that it's Yisurin Shalava. How do I know that that's Yisurin Shalava? So Rashi writes, an Adam Chashv Krab Yochanan, you think it's not Yisurin Shalava? He's such a Chashv person, it's got to be Yisurin Shalava. Tol says that can't be Pshat. Why? Because the Gemara is about to say that no, Yisurin Shalava means a person who suffers from, what's definitely not Yisurin Shalava is a person that suffers from childlessness. You're going to tell me that any person who never had a child is not a Tzaddik? That he's not an Adam Chashv? Because his Yisurin and not Yisurin Shalava can't be, says Tosfos. No, the Vart is that Rabbi Yochanan was walking around showing it off. He was going around telling everybody, Dein Gomer Dasi Rabir. That is an indication that it's Yisurin Shalava. Because we just said, when it comes to Tzaras, that if it's Bifarhesya, we said the opposite, that if it's Bifarhesya, then it's not Yisurin Shalava. But Rabbi Yochanan was going around showing everybody, he wouldn't be showing everyone the Yisurin if he didn't think it was Yisurin Shalava. That's how Tosfos understands. Ella hadalo havalu klal, hadalo havalu mesu. That's what the Gemara says, that if a person doesn't have children, children at all, that is not Yisurin Shalava. If a person had children, then that is Yisurin Shalava, which seems to be that it's better to have had children and lost them than for someone to have never had children in the first place. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Cholish. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba got sick once. Al Gabei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. Amalei Chaviv and Alach Yisurin. He says, how do you enjoy these Yisurin? Amalei Lo Hein V'Lo Schara. Now I could do without him, and even if it means I'll lose the Schar. Amalei Havli Yadcha. Okay, give me your hand. Yavle Yadei V'Ukme. He gave him his hand, and he gave him a refuah. He gave him a brach or whatever, and he strengthened him. Rabbi Yochanan Chalash. Rabbi Yochanan got sick. Al Gabei Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Amalei Chaviv and Alach Yisurin. Are you enjoying the Yisurin? Amalei Lo Hein V'Lo Schara. Not interested at all. Amalei Havli Yadcha. Okay, so give me your hand. So Yavle Yadei V'Ukme. He gave him his hand, and he strengthened him. So am I lo okim Rabbi Yochanan lenafshe? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan? This gears to change over here. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just cure himself? If Rabbi Yochanan had this capacity to cure people that were suffering from Yisurin, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan help himself out? Amri ein chavish materatzmo mi beis ha'asurim. Because a person who's suffering, a person who's imprisoned, can't get himself out of the prison. So even though this person has the capacity, right? You hear these stories about the Lubavitcher Rebbe or something, that he would give people who were childless for decades, and he would give brachos, and they had children, and they had twins and triplets, and he gave $3 and they had triplets, and that, you know, these unbelievable stories. And how come it didn't work for himself? A person doesn't have the ability sometimes to get himself out of the Beis HaSurim, even if they have a tremendous capacity to help other people. Rabbi Lazar Chalash, Rabbi Lazar got sick, Allah Gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him, Chazadav Kagani Bebayas Afel, and he saw that he was sleeping in a dark house. Galia L'Radiv V'Nafal Nahoras. So he did the trick, he rolled up his sleeve, and by revealing his arm, so light came in the house. Chazitav Kabachi Rabbi Lazar. He saw that Rabbi Lazar was crying. Amalei Amai Kabachis. He said, why are you crying? Imishim Torah D'Lavshus. If it's because you think you don't have enough Torah, Shaninu Echad Amar Bevechad Amar Vachei Chavin Libel Shemayim. Don't worry, because even if you don't have enough Torah, meaning he acknowledged that that's a possibility, and he said it's possible you don't have so much Torah, but even if you're mamet, as long as you tried your best, as long as you're Mechavin Libel Shemayim. The Taz and Aruch Chaim Simon Aleph asked the question. Vachei Chavin Libel Shemayim sounds like that it's going on both the Marba and the Mamet. He says, but why would that be the case? Meaning, if a person learns one daf and he's mechayv and libel l'shamayim, and another person learns two dafim and he's mechayv and libel l'shamayim, so isn't it better to learn two dafim and be mechayv and libel l'shamayim? So that's why the Orzarua, the Rishon, already explains that no, bevachim mechayv and libel l'shamayim means he put in his best effort. Some people have a greater capacity to accomplish more, some people have a lesser capacity. But bevachim mechayv and libel l'shamayim means he accomplishes up to the highest percentage of what his capacity is. That's the Echad Amar Bevechad Amamet. Because Anu Amelim Vehem Amelim, Anu Amelim Mekabim Sachar, the Chafetz Chaim explained that we get Schar for the Amelus. We don't get Schar just for the accomplishment. The accomplishment very often is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Amelus, how much effort we put in. V'im Yishim Zonei, and if you're worried about the fact that you're not such a wealthy guy, Lo Kal Adam Zoch L'Shtei Shulchanos. Well, not everybody gets all the brachas in the world, gets material wealth and spiritual pleasures in this world. The Tosa says there was an alternate gear that said Ein Adam Zochel L'Shtei Shulchanos, that nobody can have both. That to the extent that a person has material wealth, he's taken away from spiritual accomplishment. Tosa says that's an incorrect girsa. He says because there were Kama Tzadikim that were Zochel L'Shtei Shulchanos. Rebbe, the Gemara tells in the end of Maseches Ksubas, was Zochel L'Shtei Shulchanos. It's much harder to accomplish spiritually when a person is distracted by a lot of material wealth, but it's possible. And if it's about children, you can't have it worse than me. This is the bone of my 10th child. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, what he was doing walking around with the bone, meaning the tzaddikim in the times of the Gemara, even if they weren't Kohanim or Makbid, they were all Chulun B'Tara. People were careful about Tumah and Tara. They didn't bring about Tumah unnecessarily. So the Aruch says it was a tooth. That he was walking around with a tooth, that his child lost his first tooth or something, so he kept that tooth, so it wasn't actually something that was mitamehim. So he says, no, don't you see why I'm crying? I see how beautiful you are, and I know that one day that beauty is going to be buried in the ground, and that beauty is going to be lost. He says, that's taka, a good reason to cry. This is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was a very beautiful person. The Gemara says in Maseches later on, Rabbi Yochanan used to sit by the Beis HaTvila, by the Sharim of the Beis HaTevila, that when women would come out from the mikvah, they would see the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, and it would inspire them to have Banim Tamidei Chachamim when at the Shas HaZivug that night, when they would be with their husbands. He had these impossibly long eyelashes, so he wasn't able to open his eyes, so he didn't see the women, but they were able to see his beauty. Ubachu Tarvayu, and then they both cried together. Rabbi Yochanan Blazar took a moment to cry together. Adachi Vachi, Amalei Chaviv Nalach Yisurin. In that conversation, he said, how do you enjoy the Yisurin? Amalei Lohim Vloschar, not interested at all. Amalei Havli Yadcha, give me your hand. Yavli Yadei Vukme. So he gave him his hand and he strengthened him. Rafuna Tekifle Arba Mea Donei Dechamra. Rafuna had 400 barrels of wine that turned sour on him, so, which is a terrible yisurin. He's going to lose a lot of money. Alagabe Rav Yudah Chud Rav Salah Chasida V'Rabbanan. So a group of Rabbanim came, including Rav Yudah, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida. V'Amila Rav Ad Barava V'Rabbanan. V'Amila V'Amrulei La'ayin Mar B'Milei. They said, no, when you suffer yisurin, you have to look into your dealings and see what you've done wrong that brought about these yisurin. Amrulu Michashin Beinaychu. So he said, why? You're choshing me that I did something. Why would you assume that I did something wrong? That's insulting. So I'm like, Micha should kutcha brichu davidina belodina. Well, what's the alternative? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu just does things without any rhyme or reason? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason for doing things. So Tulsa says, yeah, and we don't always figure out those reasons. He says, just being mefashe b'masav is not always going to do it. Harbi tzadikim, Tulsa writes. There are many tzadikim, shalokin begufam monam, and they didn't do anything wrong. So it must be that they knew of the problem over here, and they were trying to get him to recognize it on his own. I mean, you tell it to someone, you give it to them over the head, they're not going to listen. But if you bring them along to get to the recognition on their own, then they'll appreciate. So he says, I'm open to criticism. Tell me what I did. We heard you haven't paid your sharecroppers. Yes, because there are a bunch of ganavim, they steal everything I have. If they would leave me with anything to pay them with, I'd be more than happy to pay them. So that no, you're going to become a ganav if you just steal from ganavim. You know, you have to act with great integrity, even as they act the opposite. So Amalu Kabil no lai diyevnalei. He says, okay, I'm here by Makabel, then I'm going to pay them. So Yikadami hadr cholav avachamra. Some say a miracle happened that that which had turned sour and turned to vinegar turned back to wine. Yikadami yakar cholav is daven b'dmei chamra. And some say b'dmei dechamra. And some say that the vinegar. Now the market conditions changed, that the vinegar was now sold for the same price that wine was sold for, so it didn't require such an open miracle, but the market conditions changed to make it that he didn't lose money off of the fact that the wine had soured. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.